It's time to go full speed ahead with Michael Kelly. Each week, the Vice President of Athletics takes you inside the goings-on at USF, sits down with a special guest. We even break a little news from time to time. Now, with this week's guest, here's Michael.
Well, Bulls fans, welcome to another edition of Bull Speed Ahead. And today, this week's edition is really, really special because it's a historic day. It's one that we've got a new chapter in the history of our women's golf program. As we just announced today, our brand new coach, A.J. Newell. She is incredible. She's a local product. She's has been a great player at the collegiate and pro level. She's been an instructor as a club pro. She's been a coach at Michigan, where she's helped lead that team to some great success. So all the things point to her being a great fit for us here at USF. And AJ, welcome. Welcome to Bulls Nation.
Thank you so much. We're absolutely thrilled to join the Bulls family and get back home to the community that we love so much. There's so many exciting things going on in Tampa Bay and at South Florida, and excited to join in and be a part of that progress and continue to grow this department.
Well, this podcast is a great way, pretty much on a weekly basis, we're able to kind of look behind the curtain on a lot of things happening at USF and share a lot of perspectives. But it's really special to be able to, in essence, have the exclusive first interview with you here as taking over the program. But, you know, a lot of things you were able to share with me during the process, but we're able to kind of unveil that to the rest of Bulls Nation right now. And I guess first and foremost, let's just talk about, hey, you've just start from the very beginning about your love for the game of golf. Obviously, you've expressed a great desire to not only have been the player that you are and the instructor and coach that you are, but now to you have a desire to grow the game too. So how did that passion start, and how does this next role kind of help fulfill that mission of your vision?
Yeah, well, it started at this little par 3 course over in Town and Country called Countryway Golf Club. And it's where I first had a club put in my hand and just, I think, immediately fell in love with it. As many sports goers can understand, once you hit that one solid shot, it's something that you always want to come back to. And feel super lucky to have gotten to play this game at a high level, competing at Tennessee, and then leading on to fulfill my dreams of playing on tour. And throughout my time as a golfer, I always was just struck by how many opportunities it gave me to meet people and talk to different people just throughout my career and learn from them. And one of the biggest things I keep coming back to is getting a golf club in the hand as many girls and women as possible, and giving them the opportunity to play this wonderful sport. It goes a long way in the business world, and I think it's absolutely fabulous. So was able to kind of continue and carry my love into coaching these last couple years, and feel very lucky that Jan Dowling gave me the opportunity to come up here, and has been an absolute experience of a lifetime. And I'm looking forward to continuing that on at South Florida and leading this team and getting to know them. I'm so excited about it.
We're excited to have you. And so to hear you starting playing in tournaments at age 5 and a half or 6, obviously you had a passion for it then. When did you know, or when do you remember saying, hey, I want to play major college golf and I want to play on the LPGA tour? When did that dream kind of register for you?
Yeah, I remember I was maybe 12 or 13 years old, and Reunion used to host an LPGA event way back in the day. And there was one day that my dad packed me and my sister up and we drove over there. And I remember watching Brittany Lincecome, a local girl for us, and Paula Creamer play. And I remember coming home that night and saying, Dad, this is what I want to do. Let's get good at this. And from that day on, we tried, we failed, we learned, we grew, and we just kept taking it day by day and just putting our head down and grinding. And, you know, one day we woke up and we'd gotten our LPGA tour card after so many years of hard work. And, you know, it is the experience of a lifetime getting to do that with my dad and my sister along for the ride as well. And the best years of my life, but it all stem from that one day going out there and watching those women play, which is why women and their visibility in sports is so important, because it just inspires generations to come.
Well, it made an impact on you. It's made a career. It made a whole life-changing thing for you and your sister. And for those that aren't familiar, AJ's sister Anna is a very accomplished player in her own right and is currently on the staff at Tennessee. So they're both in the college coaching game. But so it's an exciting time for women's sports as a whole to see the type of great viewership, increased sponsorship in all kinds of different sports. How does to express how that makes you feel, knowing that, you know, there are trailblazers before that made women's sports what it is today? You had to, be able to step on their shoulders, but to see the momentum going on right now must be extremely exciting for you.
It really is. It's been incredible to see these last couple years in particular. I think it's one of the great things that's come out of social media and our connected world is the visibility of women golfers. And I think that it's been incredible to watch the LPGA Tour, the collegiate game for women's golf grow, and specifically what a lot of things that are going on in the amateur world of golf right now with the growth of so many prestigious amateur events for women, the USGA now having a national team. I think it points to all the excitement and growth in the game of golf on the women's side. And I'm so excited to see where it takes us in the future. It's a great time to be a woman in the game of golf and just hoping to capitalize on that growth and continue moving forward.
Well, you spoke a moment ago about, some of the moments that made you want to know that you wanted to be great in this game and seeing some of the players you saw as a young person. You share with me during the interview process, another interesting thing that you remember, you and your sister interacting with Phil Mickelson at an event you attended. I'm just curious how that came about. Maybe you could share that with them, because I thought that was really cool in terms of how that also kind of sparked your interest in becoming a pro.
Yeah, we were at the it's called the Valspar now. I'm not sure what it was called back then, but the PGA Tour event over at Innisbrook, and we went every year, I remember, as a kid. And one time, Phil Mickelson was in the middle of his practice round, and he saw my sister standing there, and he threw her a golf ball. And he immediately looked next to her, and he saw me standing there, and he said, "You know what, sis? I got one for you after the round." And so we're like, okay, you know, this is Phil Mickelson, one of the best players in the world. Is he going to remember us? And so we made it. I remember he finished on the ninth hole, and we were lining the ropes with all the other fans waiting to see him and get his autograph. And he was walking down the line, and I'll never forget this. As soon as he saw me and he saw our family, he goes, "I owe you a golf ball." Mm-hmm. And for him to take that moment and to remember that, it was absolutely incredible, almost as incredible as what happened next. So his caddy had wandered off, taken his bag up towards the clubhouse, and Phil said, "You know what? I'll bring him right back, Dad." And so next thing we know, me and my sister are on the back of a golf cart. Phil Mickelson's driving us up towards the clubhouse, and my dad throws us our little camera we had back in the day. And Phil took us up there, and we found his caddy, and he gave me the golf ball and signed it. And we took a picture with him, and it's me and my sister when we're super young. I think she's missing a tooth up front. His kindness just really struck me that day. And you can be sure we were trying to flop it like Phil the rest of our careers. It really made us really buy into everything that he was doing and try to learn the most we could from his short game, certainly. So one of my favorite stories from the game of golf, that someone such a big name who was trying to get himself ready for this event would take a moment out of his day to make a little kid's day and get them excited about golf. And it just speaks to all those opportunities we have every day with kids and junior golfers to take a moment out and to try to make their day.
That's a great perspective. You're right. We have such an opportunity to help golf change people's lives and to have kindness, make people feel great about themselves and to be a part of something bigger than themselves. So that's thanks for sharing that. I think that's a really, really cool story. So you've, it's one of the things that really appealed to me during the process is not only your prowess as a player, but your great desire. And from you've turned to a teaching standpoint. You taught youth and adults at Pelican Golf Club for a year after playing on tour, and then vaulted straight into college, coaching, obviously, which is, just a lot. So I think the variety of the different levels that you've taught the game at and studied it and being basically self-taught, from what I understand, coming up. I mean, how some people that are great players often don't have that same desire to coach, or maybe not the same ability to coach. And obviously you seem to be one that can do that. How did that kind of passion come about?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We, you know, growing up, we always did the best we had with what we had. And so we would go and take lessons from different instructors, and I was somehow always obsessed with finding out the why. Why do they want me to work on this? Why should I move my elbow a little bit more in at the top? I wanted to really own that information. And, you know, when you're on the golf course, there's no swing instructor with you. There's, you know, in college, you have a coach every once in a while, but you're 18 holes, 4 hours, you're out there battling the course on your own. And I somehow decided that if I really wanted to be a great player and be able to on course correct myself, is that I really had to own that information. And I've taken that into as a player, but also as a coach. I love finding new information, and I love owning the why. I really want to understand this information and be able to teach it to different people. So it's been this quest that I've been on, and as a player, I think it really served me well. I was pretty self-sufficient and able to take care of my business and come at everything from a very curious mindset of why did that happen? What could that have been that caused that to happen? And always asking myself those questions. That way I could self-correct as needed.
You performed before you even got to the professional level that we can talk about in a minute, but your excellent play as a college student at the University of Tennessee, you had a top 10 finish, if I recall correctly, as in the national tournament during your time there. How will that be? It seems so great for you to have been recently being able to experience that, to parlay that to your current athletes. And how do you share that experience and kind of give them the confidence they need to move forward and accomplish the same type of things?
Yeah. I had an incredible experience in my 4 years at Tennessee. And I think a lot of it has to do with perspective of, you know, I tried to always have the perspective of a bad round of golf is what can I learn from this? How can I, you know, we say things happen for a reason. That's something people always say once things turn out well. But I believe that when things are going bad, you've got to be telling yourself things happen for a reason. I'm going to find a way to learn and grow from this, instead of just waiting for things to go well and deciding that, oh, that happened for a reason. So I'm a big proponent of the mindset of trying to stay positive, but real. We got to be real about what's going on and be able to be curious and analyze. But, you know, spending your time over those 4 years of putting in that compound interest, that little bit of work every day, it's going to be exponential. And as you slowly get better, and, you know, I think there can be some challenges to playing on a team. You care so much about how the team does, and understanding that there might be some mental hurdles there, and that excitement and nervousness. And I still feel like I can really relate to those feelings as a coach now, having so recently been a player and having played at a high level after college as well. So always trying to stay in touch with that side of things and work with players on whatever they may be going through.
You were able to have those great experiences in college. You achieved your dreams of playing in the LPGA for many years. You know, what was that like? And maybe who were some of your closest, I guess, both competitors and colleagues on the tour as you were going through that journey together?
Yeah, growing up in Florida, I felt so lucky because the junior program and the scene there is super high. Just in the state, the competition is awesome. And growing up, I played a lot of competitive rounds with Jessica Korda, and my sister played a ton of competitive rounds with Nelly Korda. And so we always kind of had them that we were friendly with and knew once I got to the tour. And the awesome thing about playing at such a high level is you're able to learn from so many different people. And it's golf, such a small community, that growing up, you end up being out there with a bunch of your friends and getting to play practice rounds with them, and always observing what are they doing, how can I implement some of this in areas that I need to improve at. And it was just all in all an incredible experience to meet people and have those different connections in the golf community.
Well, speaking of overcoming adversity, and as you mentioned before, trying to always make the best out of each situation, your career was cut shorter than you'd have liked it to been because of some injuries, mainly related to your back, and yeah. Went through some grueling surgery and rehab to get back to where you are now. Describe that. I think obviously that's a lesson learned that you can share with everyone that you're going to touch in this new role. But that's quite an experience you had to overcome.
Yeah, it was, and I feel it was the hardest thing I ever went through. I had, for those who don't know the story, I had a back surgery my junior year in college. It took me 6 months really to rehab back and get healthy. And it's really a challenge to stay motivated when you're going through something like that. And, I like to think of myself as a fighter. I like to fight through adversity and fight to the very end and came back from that really strong and was set back once again in 2020 during the crazy year that we had. I ended up having to have a pretty serious spine procedure there. And, that was by far the hardest thing I've ever gone through. And, I kept telling myself, as I say, during those hard moments that, it's going to be okay. This is, it means something. You just got to keep working through it and figure out where this takes you. And I feel so lucky that it allowed me to pivot into coaching earlier than I might have if I had been healthy and really find this true calling in my life and do something that I find so, so fulfilling. And, I look back at those times and not necessarily knowing why I was going through what I did. And I ended up exactly where I should be. And I still would have been out there driving around playing golf for as long as I possibly could. And I think it was in some ways the best thing that ever happened to me and gave me an incredible perspective on life and the gratitude that I have to be able to play this game and be pretty healthy today. And it's something I try to take into coaching as well, is never taking anything for granted and being so lucky for the time that we do have to do what we love.
Well, that's amazing perspective and amazing experiences that, as you said, have led you here to this day. And now you're not only a pro golfer that still plays when she can get an exemption and things of that nature, but you're a marathon runner now, or at least a half marathon runner from yesterday. So for Bulls Nation to know that we were getting this deal ironed out yesterday and getting her to come here, and she's out running a marathon. So that you've healed up nicely and changed sports even. So how was that? How'd you do? How was it?
I'm a golfer. I can walk. I'll walk all day. I can't run. I've never been a cardio athlete. And I finally got tired of telling myself you're not a cardio athlete, because what you tell yourself ends up being the truth. And so I signed up and I said, you know what, we're going to break through this mental barrier here. And I finished the race and had a time I was pretty proud of for myself. So I had to know if I could do it. And now I know, and I can move on. So there will be No
marathon, no full-blown marathon, no
marathon ambitions in my future. So just don't ask me to get anywhere quickly today.
another goal achieved. When you got the call from Jan to move from Pelican, basically to move into college coaching in that very first year, Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, won their first Big Ten title ever. And obviously great success even building on to that. So, what was it? What you expected to go from basically what you'd done as a player and as a instructor to more of a team golf coach, or did you feel, I don't know, I'm just curious how, as you obviously had great success in your teammate, in your relationship with Jan and the staff there at Michigan, but how was it? That's a very quick transition to success.
Yeah, it sure was. It's interesting stepping in back into the college role after you left, because if you're a player and you've got a great coach, you see this duck floating along the water every day. And the second that you step into the coach's role, you're those feet paddling underwater real fast, trying to make sure that everything's getting done so that they can focus on their golf and have a great experience as a college athlete. And I love that side of things, the day-to-day nitty gritty, the logistics, like trying to figure out how to help them be successful. And I felt like that first year I was really able to bring a lot of my player perspective of, we talk about the human side of golf and how to manage yourself on the golf course, and bring a few of my little tips and tricks that I like to use at high level golf tournaments and managing your sometimes nervous, anxious emotions. And That year was absolutely incredible. We had a wonderful team. I felt like nothing could stop us. And I mean, I was going to love coaching either way, but what a great experience to have your first year to see a team really play and perform at a high level. And it's a year I will never forget.
Without question, without question. And we think today is probably a day you'll never forget. Obviously, you started off your morning despite being sore from your half marathon, but to also, you know, have an opportunity to meet with your players at Michigan and give them the news of your change, and then to meet with your new players here at USF. Maybe describe what that was like and how your emotions felt preparing for and going through those meetings today.
Yeah, an emotional day for sure. I think that is super special in so many ways. I feel very lucky that talking to the Michigan team today, how happy and how supportive they were right off the bat, immediately smiles and how happy they were for me. And so feel very lucky to leave that on a very good high note, and starting to meet the South Florida team and getting to connect with them individually has been something I've been looking forward to since the day you called me. And it's going to be an awesome week this week, continuing those calls and getting to know them as people and see who our team is. And before we start to talk about what we're going to accomplish. And so today, besides my wedding day, I'll say it was one of the best days of my life. It's just been so exciting, and it's such a happy time. Hoping to continue that feeling all week. I know it's going to be a crazy next couple of months, but it's been a challenge that I've been continuously preparing myself for, and I feel ready to face it head on.
Well, you spoke to Team Michigan, you spoke to Team USF. What was it like for Team Newell, and how have your parents, sister, husband, how are their reactions to this new opportunity?
Well, I've shared this with you, but I'm pretty sure my husband's burning all his winter coats already. He's a Florida boy through and through, and I think he's ready to be back in flip-flops 24/7. And my parents are just so happy. We're a really tight-knit family, and it's going to be great to get to see more of them and spend some more family time. And they're going to enjoy having a team that they're going to be able to closely follow and hopefully come out and to support at a couple events. But our pride in the Tampa Bay area is something that runs deep. My dad's from St. Pete. My mom's family immigrated to Tampa from Poland after World War II. And it's just Kennedy's a special place in my heart. It's where my grandma opened up her hair salon with a sixth grade education after coming over from Poland. And so it's pretty special. I wish Grandma Jane could see where I'm at now, but they're pumped, and my sister is as well. It's, you know, we're always fighting to be the best Newell golfer in the family, and now it's turned into who's going to be the best Newell coach in the family, in a very friendly way most of the time. But she's absolutely thrilled, and you know, she's pumped.
That's awesome. Well, very athletic family. You've got, if I remember correctly, both your parents were power lifters. Is that right? Your husband was a firefighter here in Hillsborough County. Sister and yourself, obviously, a great golfer. So
pretty competitive.
always. Well, as we let you go, kind of the final question on this great day is just to kind of let you speak to Bulls Nation about your vision for the program, and maybe just to express to people, hey, what this next couple of weeks and months is going to be like for you. Obviously, there's some recruiting attached. There's some getting ready for our players. But then, you know, what can Bulls Nation do for you? What would be the way they can help you get acclimated and ultimately help our program be as successful as you want it to be?
Bulls Nation, I just want to tell you how excited I am to join the family. I've got so much respect for everything that's going on in Tampa Bay and at South Florida, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of this rising tide. My vision for this team is chasing championships and showing up every day and working as hard as possible in the office and on the golf course to make sure that the team is prepared for that. And I just ask that you shower them with support and with love throughout our next couple seasons together, and making sure that they're always feeling that support, whether our play is great, good, or left a little bit to be desired, but always showing them love and support would mean the world to me. I think making sure that they feel safe hey, we're going to succeed, we're going to fail, we're going to do all these things, and that's all a part of the process, and we're going to enjoy every step of the way. So if you could do that for me, it would mean the world, and I am so excited to get down to Tampa and continue the work that I'm doing this week and be a part of this community again. It means the world to me, and I promise I will work as hard as I possibly can to make sure that our student athletes have the best experience possible.
Well, I think we should hire you. I think that's a good and extremely well said, coach. And as I've said before, we're so delighted that you're here. I genuinely believe this is the perfect fit at the perfect time for all concerned here. And we're just so honored that you're able to come home and to join us here. So that'll wrap us up, folks, for this week's installment of Bull Speed Ahead. You've heard the exclusive world premiere of an interview with Coach A.J. Newell. And Coach, again, thanks again. We can't wait to have you here, and go Bulls.
Thank you so much. Go Bulls.